David. Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM Nashaw. On the line, Joel McNally, award-winning journalist. Joel, it's frustrating. We hear that it's almost as if it's a foregone conclusion that the Republicans are going to take back over, you know, the House. And when you look at, you know, the fact that gas prices are going to be almost $4, the interest rates, and people not being able to comprehend or understand inflation is happening all over the globe right now. It's not something that is germane only to America. It's happening all over, the globe right now. But yet, you know,
we know why. It was the pandemic that has shut down the business around the world. The supply chains have been broken, and it's going to take a while for them to come back. But I know that people say, the out party always does well in the midterms. No, it doesn't, really. Not under totally bizarre conditions like the pandemic, like the whole shutdown of the American economy that happened under Donald Trump, that we're still climbing out of, and the pandemic hasn't ended because Republicans won't end it. Republicans don't want to end it. That's why they're trying to discourage vaccinations. Because they want things to stay as bad in America as they possibly can be while Biden is president. But here's why, you say that I'm always trying to be optimistic, and I am, because I think doom and gloom Democrats are toxic. I really do. It's easy to get cynical and say, good God, there's nothing we can do. Yes, there is. If I didn't remain optimistic, I would never have predicted that Barack Obama could be elected president of the United States. When I started talking about that, there were, as you know, because I was on another radio station that had a large African American audience, and there were African Americans telling me, "You are the craziest white boy that we have ever heard."
I was one of them.
that cannot happen in America. And until, if you believe something is not going to happen, it won't. that's been my attitude. If you really think something can't happen, it never will. And there were so many Americans at the time that Barack Obama was coming up that thought, he's really a pretty impressive guy, but this is America, and that can't happen in America.
Hey Joe, let's get this call. Let's get this caller on. Who do we have on the line?
We have Bill from Oconomowoc calling in right now.
Hey Bill, how you doing? Thank you very much for calling and listening. You say what?
It's great to hear Joel on the radio like that. I've read his articles. I remember him way back when he's pretty active in writing and all that. Great topic this morning. Here's my question to these Republicans. Two things. One, I don't know why we even give them the ability to talk. The facts get in their way. The truth gets in their way. Okay, black lady for Supreme Court justice. How many black ladies do we have in the Supreme Court? How many? Give me a break. Who's racist here? Do we have 10 black ladies? No, I don't think so. What do we have an overabundance of on the Supreme Court? They all look like a carbon copy of a Republican. That's the majority on that court. Well, of course, we want some balance. That's why you have a court. That's the whole basis for court. But again, when it comes, as Ron White has said many times, you can't fix stupid. And when it comes to the Republican Party, boy, you can't fix that. You just can't. I get to the point where I don't even want to talk to them because they're going to talk like my grandkids, my little child, little kids. They have no point. So thanks for what you do, Earl. Thanks for what you do, Joel. Enjoy the day, and you guys are wonderful.
Hey, thank you, man. It's out in Oconomowoc. Joel, you say what?
Well, again,
they're Democrats in Oconomowoc.
Except to agree with us. You know what? There are Democrats everywhere.
I know. I was only joking.
And I know you were. And to tell you the truth, Republicans are a distinct minority in this country. The only place they are growing are the areas where the population is being reduced all the time. We're talking about small towns in rural America. That's the only place they're growing. That's why I insist we have to remain optimistic about the midterms. That, in fact, in these midterms, as compared, you remember 4 years ago, that was when Tony Evers, Josh Call, Tammy Baldwin, every Democrats won every statewide election in Wisconsin. And that was because statewide elections are the only elections, not congressional elections or not legislative elections, that can't be illegally, corruptly gerrymandered by the Republicans. That is why we cannot win back the legislature. They are so corruptly gerrymandered that when we win statewide, as we did in 2018, we did not win the legislature and we did not win the congressional majority because of gerrymandering. And the places where they either pack as many the Democratic votes into urban and suburban areas as they can, or they break the Democrats into so many smaller districts that they will never be a majority in those districts. They do both of those things. You can do all that stuff with algorithms now and computers. And the Supreme Court, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, has just said that they're going to continue that gerrymandering for the next 10 years. We've had it for 10 years since 2011, actually. And we're going to have it for the next 10 years. So 20 years, it's going to be very difficult to ever win the legislature. That's why we have to win every statewide vote we can. And that's why the midterms are so important. And Republicans are a minority. And here's another thing to know. In 4 years after 2018, there are four more years of young voters in Wisconsin who will be able to vote. And it's absolutely true that Republicans are not winning young voters and Republicans are not winning educated voters. So we're going to have four more years worth of educated young Democratic voters in these midterms. And don't ever believe that we're just going to automatically lose the midterms, especially when we're arguing over issues that really matter to every voter in Wisconsin, which is education, teaching the truth about American history, teaching people that, you know, we ought to keep our schools safe, and we ought to end the pandemic, not discourage people from getting vaccinated. We ought to do anything we can to reopen the economy. And now we've got a war to argue about, and whether we're going to support democracy abroad as well as democracy in this country. And that is the issue in the midterms, and that's what this election needs to be fought over.
You know, Joe, it's so refreshing to hear you where you belong over these airwaves. And, you know, it's been too long, and I am so blessed and fortunate to be able to have an opportunity once again to be on these airwaves. And I knew immediately that if I was going to be on the airwaves, we needed to have your voice. And so we're going to have your voice as many times as you are willing to put it over these airwaves. We are just at a point where our nation is in peril. And as you stated, though, not to worry because you're optimistic and that, you know, these younger people are going to be coming. The Republicans aren't going to stay in control forever. And they know it, and that's why they're trying to strike while the iron is hot. But we got to run. Man, we'll be back in touch. I'll have you back on as soon as we can get you back on. Thank you very much.
I always enjoy it, Earl.
All right. Thank you. That's Joe McNally. And I want to thank everybody who made the show go, as always. It's really exciting to be able to bring these types of guests to the airways. They'll be happening more and more and more on the new Earl Ingram Show. 5:40 a.m. WAUK, 101 FM. Tell somebody you've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Sam, I'll see you tomorrow. All right. Bye-bye.
So much rhythm, grace, and heaven have of one man. Oh.